Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a mostly cloudy sky right now and 77 degrees. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider issuing millions of dollars worth of industrial revenue bonds for Newman University and Presbyterian Manor Senior Living. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
They both just simply are asking for the city for permission to utilize industrial revenue bonds that does not put any extra burden on the city, but it encourages investment from those organizations, and they're going to invest heavily. I think one of them, I saw something like $55 million worth of investment.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. A hazardous chemical leak closed roads in Andale for a time.
It happened Monday afternoon on 246th Street West in front of Fisher Lumber. An anhydrous ammonia tank being pulled by a farmer flipped, and the valve on the tank was broken open, causing some of the gas to escape. Andale Fire Chief Jeremy Whitney tells KSN News the chemicals didn't linger due to weather conditions.
The vapors that were released, but with the weather conditions, with the high winds, the vapors dispersed pretty quickly.
No evacuations had to be ordered. However, people in nearby homes and businesses were asked to stay indoors for a short time. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita woman has pleaded not guilty in the death of her toddler son. 23-year-old Brandy Marchant appeared in court Monday. A trial date was set for November 12th. Marchant and Patrick Jovanovich are both charged with first-degree murder in the April death of 2-year-old Zayden Jovanovich. An autopsy report ruled that the child died of dehydration and starvation. Peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban are on hold, and Afghans are preparing for a new wave of violence. Fox's Jillian Turner with the details.
President Trump announced via Twitter this weekend he'd canceled a tete-a-tete with the Afghan Taliban at Camp David. So now, after nearly 18 years, 2,300 American lives, and $900 billion, some top military brass insist the war in Afghanistan is still worth fighting.
The ill-fated meeting between President Trump and Taliban leadership fell apart after facing resistance from key White House officials, including National Security Advisor John Bolton. Now, Republican and Democratic lawmakers are lining up to denounce the president's decision to schedule the meeting in the first place. Key senators from his own party say the very idea of negotiations should be a non-starter as long as Taliban fighters have American blood on their hands.
President Trump is calling the talks dead. Vermont Senator and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders held a rally in Denver Monday. He has a strong message for Congress about passing gun legislation.
Don't tell me that the United States Congress is incapable of standing up to the NRA. And passing the gun safety legislation that the American people are begging them to do.
Congress is back from its summer recess, and gun legislation is among the top priorities for lawmakers. A former local high school teacher has admitted to committing child sex crimes. 35-year-old Sherry Herz has pleaded guilty to attempted unlawful sexual relations. She was a physical education teacher at Campus High School in Hayesville. Sentencing is set for November 13th. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday.
This morning, well, we've got some light rain, parts of Wichita out there.
That's what we're hearing, yeah.
So that could be a traffic condition. I don't know if it's really enough to get things all that slippery out there, but we've got some light rain falling in Wichita. I think the bigger traffic news today is the jump in the gasoline prices.
Big,
anywhere from
big jump. Yeah.
10 to 15 cents a gallon. We're up to 29 a gallon is what we're seeing out there right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And on the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We could see a few isolated showers and thunderstorms across south-central Kansas early on. Otherwise, partly cloudy and windy throughout today with a high 89. Dry and breezy through tonight. Our low 73, then sunny on Wednesday with a high close to 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now we have a mostly cloudy sky with some light rain in Wichita. 77 degrees. We've got a south wind at 10 miles per hour. Looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar, where there's a fairly nice little rain shower down south of Wichita, right on the turnpike before you get into Oklahoma. And Ted said here in Wichita, there's also a little bit of light rain and falling. As you can see it on the weather or on the satellite. I can see the blotches, but not much detail. So, yeah, there's a very good chance you get a little fuse. So what, Ted, did you have to use the wipers at all this morning coming in or not?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. Well, that's good. 77 degrees right now. Partly cloudy and warm with a few sprinkles across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees, normal high 86. Didn't seem like it got that high yesterday. Ted and I were out at the golf tournament, Starkey Golf Tournament, and we were all saying, hey, this is it's cooler than last year. Last year, I guess we remembered it being very, very warm for the Starkey Golf Tournament. More on that in just a minute here, but today is Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. On this date, in 1912, the jungle character Tarzan made his debut as Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs. It was first published in the All Story magazine. Tarzan. Were you a fan of Tarzan when you were a kid?
Not really. Didn't have much effect on me.
I don't either. I wouldn't mind having a pet chimp, you know, but riding elephants? I can tell you right now, that's no fun. That's crazy.
I always thought George of the Jungle was a little funnier.
George of the Jungle was a hoot. I like George of the Jungle. What was that? Was there another jungle guy? George, was it another cartoon guy? Maybe not. Maybe just George of the Jungle. Tarzan, 1912 on this date. A Massachusetts man has posted a video on social media that appears to show the driver of a Tesla sleeping as the car speeds along a Boston area highway. You may have seen this. I saw it on network news last evening. Teslas have an autopilot function, but the company says drivers are expected to remain alert at all times. Dakota Randall took a video Sunday that shows a driver's head drooping down, eyes closed. Randall said the car was a Tesla. In the passenger seat, another person appears to be sleeping. The video was shot on the Massachusetts Turnpike in Newton. Randall says the car was traveling 55 to 60 miles per hour, that he honked a couple of times to try to wake the driver. He did not call police. State police say they are aware of the video. The Tesla spokeswoman declined to comment on the video. Ugh, I'm still not convinced that driverless cars are a good idea, and this is pretty good evidence why. Wow. Officials at Grand Teton National Park, northwestern Wyoming, are trying to determine if some of the park's 11 glaciers are still moving or if they are now remnant glaciers or ice patches. The Post-Register reports the park is making an effort to better understand Teton, Middle Teton, Schoolroom, Peterson, and Falling Ice Glaciers. National Park glaciologist Simon Kasky says it will take about a decade to gather enough information to see how the park's glaciers fit in with climate change models. Scientists are using GPS readings from the surface of the glaciers, time-lapse photos, and stakes to examine the glaciers. And it all has to do with, I guess, taking some information to feed into whether we're having global warming and whatnot. But have you ever been to Grand Teton National Park, Dad?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I have too. Wow.
Beautiful.
That is one of the prettiest places on the planet that I'm aware of anyway. Yeah. Yeah. First time I was there, I was a kid. And then I made a point when my children were old enough to get in the car and say, let's go. You're going to see some mountains. And my wife, who'd seen the Colorado Rockies, was very impressed. She says, oh, they can't be any more impressive than that. I said, you wait. There they are, Ted. What, they rise about 10,000 feet right off of the Snake River floor. Mm-hmm. Right off the floor of the Snake River, and it is something else. Beautiful, beautiful place. The Grand Teton. I've never gone up into the park and seen the glaciers and all that, but I've been to the lake there, and yeah, it's beautiful. If you get a chance, it's a place you want to visit. Really scenic. All right, yesterday afternoon, Ted and I were at the annual Starkey Golf Tournament.
36th annual?
Yep. Was it 36? Jamie Reed, yep. our host, and she puts it on, a lot of volunteers help Jamie put it on every year. We had a lot of people out there playing golf. Now, this is the Crestview Country Club, and that banquet room is full. I don't know how many, did she say? She said it was a full house, I think 140 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Much every year kind of fill all the positions.
Mm-hmm.
And you play in groups of four and whatnot. And then you and I were at the end of the, when everybody came into the clubhouse, they had a catered meal there for everybody. And we awarded the awards.
Gave away a lot of prizes. Yeah.
And there were some darn good ones, too. And that was, this Starkey does such wonderful work for people who are, I don't know how you say, challenged, but I want to say it nicely. We had two young people helping us hand out the prizes and draw the tickets.
They were fantastic.
They were a couple of nice young people, a guy, a young man, and a young woman. And they were just having a ball doing that.
Just an example of two of the about 500 people that Starkey helps every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Just helps them with their lives and helps them meet some challenges they might have. And if they just do, Starkey just does fantastic work, and they have for 90 years.
Yeah, and I think a good many of those people are they're employed, they're gainfully employed, paying taxes.
Yep,
and really, really doing well. And we thank Starkey for all the great work they do, and all those people who came out to play golf yesterday. Like I said, it got up to 94. We were commenting we didn't think it was that warm, but. Yeah, it was.
It was, and it was super windy.
It was windy. It kind of helps it, if it's windy, it kind of helps a little bit, I think, to keep it down. But All right, it's 6:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What else we got going on? Kansas State Fair is going on. It's going on through
the 15th. Yep, here we go. And, five more days.
5 more days of the fair, so that's happening right now, and we'll keep you posted.
I guess 6 more days, I should say.
6:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and do leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. Ted, the Royals did not play. They had a night off last night, as I understand it. Where are they at today?
On the south side of Chicago.
Okay.
We did have back-to-back Monday night football games last night. Of course, you always got the doubleheader on the first Monday of the season for Monday night football. Got some excitement in the first game as the New Orleans Saints beat the Houston Texans 30-28. On a game-winning 58-yard field goal for the Saints.
Wow.
They start out 1-0. And then the late game last night, of course, AFC West matchup. The Oakland Raiders hosting the Denver Broncos. Scheduled to be the final season opener ever in Oakland for the Raiders. They're moving to Las Vegas. And, of course, the Chiefs and the Chargers already 1-0 in the division. Who else would join those two atop the division at 1-0? Well, it turns out the home team, the Oakland Raiders, had things going on last night. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
First and goal at the 4. Carr in the center. I formation. Spins. Hands off. Jacobs over the right side. Digging. Turning. He's in for the touchdown. I don't know how he burrowed. I don't know how he submarined. But somehow he sneaks into the end zone. That's a touchdown run of 4. And the Raiders extend their lead early in the fourth quarter over Denver.
And Oakland goes on to win the game 24-16. So the Raiders join the Chargers and the Chiefs at 1-0 in the season in the division. The first week of the NFL is in the books. They'll talk about it tonight. Speaking of the Chiefs, it's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, recapping first week of competition and heading into game 2 at Oakland on Sunday. Chiefs are off to a 1-0 start. Mitch Holthus. And we'll start the broadcast at 6 o'clock tonight, the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals, as we mentioned, are on the south side of Chicago, taking on the Chicago White Sox. A 3-game series between these two starting tonight, 7 o'clock, and that is on Sports Radio KFH. Last night in the big leagues, the Houston Astros wallop the Oakland Athletics 15-0 in Houston. The Astros win their fifth in a row. Tons of run support for Zach Greinke, the former Wichita Wranglers pitcher. Six scoreless innings. Greinke on the season now 15-5.
Oh.
With a 2.99 earned run average.
That was a great year.
The Astros tied for the best record in Major League Baseball at this point with that win again last night. College volleyball on the JUCO ranks. Cowley College wins on the road at Allen County in four sets. Cowley volleyball team unbeaten on the road. They now got a four-match winning streak, and they are ranked 11th in the nation. Cowley now 7-2 on the season. And today would have been Buck Buchanan's 80th birthday. One of the great football players of all time. He was born 80 years ago on this day. Guy that played defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's in the college and pro football halls of fame. Number one overall pick by the Kansas City Chiefs in the 1963 draft. First black player ever taken overall number one in a pro football draft. Of course, he was a defensive stalwart on that Super Bowl champion team, Super Bowl IV. His number 86 is retired by the Kansas City Chiefs. He died of lung cancer when he was 51.
Ooh.
Long
ago. He was
a
young man when he died. Huh?
Sad.
Wow.
Buck Buchanan today would have been his 80th birthday. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes taking inventory of diversity. That's what Todd's going to be talking about. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.